This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Konowski. A fraternity at the University of Missouri is removing a Republican campaign banner after concerns were raised by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's communications director. Republican gubernatorial candidate Dave Spence hung a banner last week on a house being built for Beta Theta Pi, where Spence is an alumnus. Fraternity chapter counselor Jason Swindle said he got a phone call the next day from the fraternity's national office saying Nixon aide Sam Murphy had expressed concern the banner might jeopardize the nonprofit status of a fraternity foundation. Murphy declined Wednesday to comment to the Associated Press about any actions he took. Bill Tolson, a Beta representative on the construction site, said the banner was taken down because some alumni had reservations about favoring one candidate over another. A new study out of Washington University suggests that women who use short-term birth control methods like the pill are 20 times more likely to have unintended pregnancy than those who use longer-term options. Veronique LeCapper has more from St. Louis.
WashU gynecologist Tessa Madden says even though IUDs and contraceptive implants are clearly more effective, most women in the U.S. still rely on birth control pills and condoms to prevent pregnancy. She says one reason for that is price. IUDs and implants can cost up to $1,000.
And so if women don't have insurance or they don't have contraceptive coverage through their insurance, that cost may be insurmountable.
But Madden says because IUDs and implants last for years, they actually end up costing less over the long term. And she says they can always be removed early if a woman decides she wants to get pregnant. I'm Veronique LeCapra.
A proposed amendment to Missouri's Constitution asserting the right to pray in public will go before voters in August. The measure guarantees the right to pray in public places as long as doing so does not disturb the peace. It also says that students may express their religious beliefs and cannot be compelled to participate in assignments that violate those beliefs. Missouri lawmakers voted last year to put the amendment on a statewide ballot. Governor Jay Nixon on Wednesday decided to put the question on the August primary ballot. It would otherwise have gone on the ballot for November's general election. The governor's office says it chose the earlier option because the measure would take effect as soon as approved by voters. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says the state's Medicaid program will receive about $42,000 from a national legal settlement with Walgreens Corporation. The settlement resolves complaints that Walgreens improperly tried to get people to switch their prescriptions to its pharmacies. The company has agreed to pay civil damages totaling $7.9 million to states and the federal government. Koster says that from early 2005 to June 2010, Walgreens offered gift cards and gift checks to people who received government health care to entice them to transfer their prescriptions. It's illegal under Missouri and U.S. laws for health care providers to offer payments to people with government health coverage to persuade them to buy products. And finally, supporters of a Colombian man sentenced to 3 years in prison for sending money to Iraq despite federal sanctions are organizing an effort to commute his federal sentence. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 100 people gathered Wednesday on behalf of Shakir Hamoudi, owner of World Harvest Market and former University of Missouri nuclear scientist. The Iraqi-American businessman pleaded guilty in 2009 to violating federal sanctions by sending about $200,000 to family, friends, and charities in Iraq. Supporters of a Colombian man sentenced to 3 years in prison for sending money to Iraq despite federal sanctions are organizing an effort to commute his federal sentence. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 100 people gathered Wednesday on behalf of Shakir Hamoudi, owner of World Harvest Market and former University of Missouri nuclear scientist. The Iraqi-American businessman pleaded guilty in 2009 to violating federal sanctions by sending about $200,000 to family, friends, and charities in Iraq from 1991 to 2003. Investigators found no evidence that Hamoudi was aiding then-Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's government through the financial contributions. His 3-year prison sentence was handed down on May 16th. His supporters include former University of Missouri curator Craig Van Metri, who is also Hamoudi's lawyer. Columbia police are holding a community meeting Thursday night amid a spike in local heroin use and medical emergencies linked to the drug, including overdose deaths. The 2-hour town hall session begins at 6 p.m. at the Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services. Speakers will include a drug court judge, an emergency room doctor, and public health experts. Organizers are encouraging parents and students to also attend. It's getting harder to buy the decongestant pseudoephedrin in southeastern Missouri without a prescription. The chemical is a common ingredient in cold medicines. It's also a key component in the illegal drug methamphetamine. KFVS TV reports that the city of Chaffee will begin requiring prescriptions for pseudoephedrine on June 1st. Law enforcement officials note that meth makers or people acting on their behalf often go from town to town buying cold medicines containing the chemical. Missouri law requires pharmacies to keep such medicines behind their counters and keep records on who buys them, but efforts to make pseudoephedrine a prescription drug statewide have failed in the legislature. The Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival has become one of the most popular music scenes in Columbia. This year's edition of Al Green is expected to increase the turnout even more. KBIA's John Ingram has the story.
The Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival has been increasing in popularity each year at a rapid pace. People come from all over the country to take part in the festivities and to hear their favorite bands perform. It's safe to say that Al Green's presence this year will only increase the legitimacy of the festival.
Ticket prices are higher because we've increased the talent budget this year significantly.
Though ticket prices have increased compared to years past, Thumper Entertainment's owner, Steve Schweitzer, says that has a lot to do with improvements of the festival itself.
We are definitely an established festival now, and it's awesome to have folks like Al Green wanting to be a part of what we do here.
Only time will tell how significant the increase in ticket prices will affect the overall turnout, but Schweitzer says that despite the hike in ticket prices last year, attendance still increased. John Ingram, KBIA.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.